as far as government is concerned, we haven't signed any agreement as government. And as government, we don't intend to do so as government.
But here is the opposition leader saying he cited a newspaper article that one of your party
members... That is why I think that, that the opposition leader is in court. It's because he is talking about an issue which is neither here nor there.
Some people are saying that the government is using the state security apparatus to intimidate him for expressing his view.
The key point is the matter is now before the courts of law. Let the courts of law determine the matter. Zambia is a democratic country which believes in the rule of law. And as such, we'll leave it to the courts to determine the matter.
The police asked him to retract his statement. He refused to retract the statement, and that is what has caused some people to say the government is using the state institutions to muscle him from exercising his freedom of speech.
That's why the police have taken the matter before the courts of law, and in fact, it's very prejudicial for us to be discussing this matter. Our law is very clear. When is a matter is before the courts of law, let us leave it to the courts of law to determine. He is a gentleman who was alleged, and within a span of 6 hours, he's taken before a court of law. He's not even detained longer than necessary or even questioned longer than necessary. We just followed, as a state, following the normal procedures. And that's I think, one of the best, achievements as a government. As a new government, we're able to determine, take these matters before the courts of law so that the courts can decide.
Some opposition politicians have accused your administration of closing the political space for other parties to freely participate in Zambia's democratic process. What do you say to that?
In actual fact, they are participating well. You can imagine the way our political, programs are going up to the people's expectation. The opposition are able to get on stage and manage their own affairs. They're able to be covered by our government, media institutions. Which never used to happen before. And of course, you never hear of an opposition leader who is given, any trampled, charges and the like. Whatever we do is the law enforcement agents, they do their business transparently and take matters before the courts of law. And as far as we're concerned as government, we're on course. Our colleagues, opposition leaders come and go. We've given them the platform on which to air their own political programs. But many times you find them, they're just using, unpalatable language against the leadership. And that we stomach that. That's part of politics.
Well, Honorable, they cited instances of Dora Saleya as one of many instances where the government has used the political muscle of state institutions to shut up the opposition.
Speaking, when you talk about what you talk about, the issue of Dora Saleya, that matter is also before the courts of law. These are issues of, when people talk of, impropriety in the way leaders behave. Our case is actually a matter which is before the courts of law. It's a case which happened before he came into power. Even a tribunal investigated that matter. She was found wanting by the team of judges and the like. And these matters are just before the courts of law. We can't preempt what the courts are doing. She's free. She's able to talk. She's able to, do political programs. But when we take matters before the courts, surely, what transparency do people want? You want African leaders in a developing country to continue just behaving. The status is the same. A leader can do whatever he wants. He can't be held accountable for whatever suspicions, which the state institutions find against such a person. People must be accountable for their wrongs or their rights.